firing of a warning shot during anti-government protests over the weekend. The assistant police commissioner says the officer fired into the air after protesters charged police repeatedly with metal poles, long sticks, and road signs on Sunday night. Pro-government lawmaker Starry Lee says the violence is the fault of the protesters themselves.
The extreme violent protester set roadblocks, set flyer, float gas bottle, assaulted people, assaulted policemen, and damaged both public and private property, and making a lot of district into a battlefield.
Pro-democracy lawmaker Kwakai Kay says that the use of water cannons by police against the protesters was unnecessary.
There wasn't any violent behavior towards any other people. They're just standing on the road facing the government, facing the police. There wasn't any property loss. There wasn't any injury to the citizen of Hong Kong.
Well, as the G7 summit wrapped up, President Trump claims progress in the trade war with China. Sagar Magani reports.
The president says serious talks with Beijing will soon start.
We're probably in a much better position now than at any time during the negotiation.
He says his trade team got two very good calls from China yesterday, though Beijing says it has no idea what he's talking about. His China comments came after a surprise summit appearance by Iran's top diplomat. After offering a terse no comment yesterday, the president today said it was no surprise. He knew France had invited Javad Zarif. And looking ahead to next year's G7.
We'll probably be in Miami.
And probably at his private golf resort. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Iran has sold the oil from a tanker released by Gibraltar after weeks in the custody of British Royal Marines. Reuters' Joe Davis.